the St. Clair River this Sunday. It's the unsanctioned. Nobody's telling you to do it, but it's the Port Huron Float Down. And joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
It's going to happen. There's nothing we can do about it. We're not encouraging anybody to float, but if you're going to do it, you got to do it safe, right?
Right. And it's interesting. You know, I'm thinking this morning, for an unofficial, unsanctioned event, there's a lot of time and effort put into this.
Isn't there, though?
You know, there's the website, and I have to give them credit. I went on their website. Yeah. They put their disclaimers on there, and they have some really good safety information on there that I use some of it to come on here today.
Yeah.
And then there's law enforcement. You know, Coast Guard will be out. Port Huron Police Department, St. Clair County Sheriff's Department. Our fire department will be out there. I mean, it's really a big effort.
It is an event. It's always the third Sunday in August. And if you do it the right way, and we're going to talk about that a bit today, it can be a lot of fun. But if you just jump in the water without any kind of a life jacket, with not the right kind of floaty, without a paddle, it can be very dangerous.
Right. You know, so it's all about planning, respect for others, having a plan, doing things right, following rules, you know, just respecting the water, you know, not just respecting, we talk about other people, but the water out there, because, you know, that river, it moves fast. The water temperatures are cold. You never know what the weather can do. It could change suddenly.
Yep.
So, you know, our plan, Port Huron Police, we're going to have additional officers out there. We're going to have officers on bicycles. We're going to have an officer out on our patrol boat, and they'll be out there with the fire department. We're going to have a couple OWI enforcement cars out there, because traditionally after this, there's a lot of people that have consumed a lot of alcohol, and some of them they're going to get in cars and drive against their better judgment.
Yep.
So we have a lot of concerns.
Sure.
The safety of the participants. And number one is the danger of drowning. You know, you're out in the river, the water's, it's moving fast, it's cold, it's over your head. So that's one of the concerns. Hypothermia. So again, you know, our core body temperature is about 98.6, right? Should be. Once it reaches below 95, you can get hypothermia. And hypothermia results from a couple interesting things. Prolonged exposure to cold, which the water temperature is about, could be in the high 60s, low 70s, and your body being wet. So you're going to be floating down. That's a combination of two things that are
there
possible there,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Alcohol in public areas. So we're worried about that. So people drinking where they're not supposed to. So a reminder, when they're putting in at the beaches, alcohol is not allowed there. Now, they're going to carry it there and take it out in the river, and that's one thing, but they can't be drinking there. And then people getting out of the water and maybe walking down the sidewalks drinking or going in the public parks along the way. So again, you can't do that. We'll have parking problems. We have that, and there's so much traffic congestion up there when they're launching, and everyone wants to – nobody wants to really park and walk way far away. We want to get as close as we can, or we're trying to drop off. And one of the issues with that is as you stop to drop off your parties, the next people behind you do, and it gets really congested. So we're going to try to control that. And we worry about trespassing on private property. I really emphasize this because I experienced it as an officer going on some calls, and it's frustrating. And you know, there are some spots you can get out. If you decide not to go all the way to Chrysler Beach and, you know, down at Vantage Point, there's a small beach there. The Moose Lodge is really accommodating about letting people get out there. And otherwise, you're getting out on people's private property. And you might think, hey, it's all right, I'm just walking through. No, that's their property. And when you walk through and you're there on their property where they don't want you.
How would you like it if somebody started walking through your backyard, trampling in your flowers and things like that?
And usually some of the people doing that, again, they've been drinking and they're not using the best judgment, and arguments ensue. Yeah. So what do we have for safety tips and suggestions? Chief Platzer said, hey, there's a couple things. He gave me some information. The Coast Guard, they're going to have the safety zone enforced from noon, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. along the river. Also, it's mandatory. Personal flotation device has to be worn. Anyone under 18 that's in that safety zone, and they're going to remove you from the water if you're not wearing it. So it's not just that you have it with you. And I'd strongly recommend everyone wear a personal flotation device.
Yep.
If you're not going to wear it and you feel, I'm an older person, I can make my decisions, at least have one with you, right? So don't enter the water if you can't swim. You know, a lot of people, actually, it's surprisingly, people do go out in the water that can't swim, so don't do that. Use a raft that'll keep you out of the water and dry. Again, we talk about that hypothermia. You know, you don't want to be exposed to that water and staying cold and wet all the time. It's one thing if you're jumping in and getting back out. So have a paddle. That'll help you stay near shore. Certainly, I don't know what the forecast is for the winds, but the weather, partly cloudy, or if you're positive, partly sunny,
right,
and 88 degrees.
Yeah.
That's a nice temperature to be out in the water, I have to agree. But our concerns would always be a wind out of the west will push you over out
of course.
The river and to the east, and we don't want that. So if you have a paddle, maybe you can help prevent that. Expect to be in the water anywhere from 2 to 6 hours. And again, that has a lot to do with the winds and that and how the currents run. About 4 miles an hour by the bridge, but as you go down the river, it slows down. So when I say be prepared to be out in the water for a long time, sunblock, bags if you have trash, because you know you should bring food and water. That's a long time out there. But again, respect the environment. Throw your trash away. Remove it with you when you get out of the river. Don't bring small children or pets. It's another concern you have to watch for, and also law enforcement and rescue personnel. So I would strongly suggest don't doing that. You know, wait till they're older if you want to have them come out and enjoy that. Here's a hard lesson I just learned on my vacation. Don't bring items you're not willing to lose. So we were up on the Rifle River, and we were floating down. And when we got out, we stopped at our campsite, and I sat down, and I looked down, and I said, my wedding band is gone.
Oh, no.
So if you don't want to lose it or you're not willing for it to be destroyed, do not take it in the water. So jewelry, watches, cell phones. If you're going to take your cell phone, and the good thing about a cell phone is you can communicate if you need help, or you could communicate to whoever may be picking you up. Get a waterproof bag. Again, waterproof bags are not Ziploc bags.
Right.
They open up. They do sell waterproof bags that are quite efficient.
Yep.
But still, I would keep it up out of the water best as you can. Wear swim shoes. Another nice thing. You might get out where the surface is rough, or you might get out and find, I didn't land where I wanted, and I'm going to have to do some walking. So if you're going to have to do some walking, have some swim shoes or some sandals on that you can wear. Arrange for a ride ahead of time. And again, this is about have a plan. Let somebody know, I'm going in the water at 1 o'clock. I expect to be out by, let's say, 3, or I expect to be out by 4, and at this location. Can you be there to pick me up? The other thing with that, if you don't show up at that planned time, that's when they can raise their concerns and maybe start checking for you and make sure you are okay, right? I've said it before, respect private property. Don't trespass, please. Exit in a public area. And another thing, they talk about battle buddies for troops. They talk about swim buddies. Have a swim buddy. Have somebody there with you. Don't go out alone. You know, a lot of people do jump in the water to cool off. So when you go out in that water to cool off, if you don't have anyone else that was aware you're even out there really and paying attention, if you go under or you start to struggle, they may not notice. Have somebody that's your swim buddy. You decide to go in and say, hey, I'm going to jump in and cool off. They should be watching for you. And if you start to struggle or have a problem, they can alert somebody, you know, whether it's another person on the float down, or again, there'll be a lot of patrol boats out there, so we can get you out of the water.
That may be the most important piece of advice, because there was a drowning a few years ago, and it was exactly that instance where somebody jumped in. His friends weren't watching him. They were all looking in a different direction. And all of a sudden, everybody turned around and said, where did he go? Nobody knew that he had jumped in to cool off.
Yeah,
and he drowned.
And like I said, that current, and once you're under and you're not visible and it starts to pull you away, we're fighting a battle at that point. Know your limitations.
Yeah.
And you know, and we all like to think we're better drivers than we are, and we feel we're good swimmers, but this river can be dangerous, so, you know your limitations. And any water, body of water, can be dangerous. So know your limitations and don't push past them.
Yeah. Well, good luck this Sunday. I know that law enforcement, Coast Guard, everybody's going to be out making sure everybody stays safe. It's a big job. A lot of people going to have a lot of fun. Let's just hope that everybody finishes the float down that starts it and has a good, safe time.
Right. That's our goal. Get everybody, enjoy yourself, and then get everybody out of the water safely at the end of the day.
All right. We appreciate what you guys do. Doug, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department with us on WPHM at 8:21 now.